Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America! Woo! How y'all doing this morning, America? We are like, y'all know how it is. I didn't even get a chance to pop my nose. I'm already shining, America, but this is because of the light that is in us, okay?
Yes.
Good morning, Presley Sheffield and Ferry D. Robinson. We are so excited. Good morning, Mr. Russell Sally, on the Anthony Michelle Page and Lewis Smith. Good morning, everybody. We are so excited.
I'm so blessed to be part of this.
Yes. So, Laura, where would we be if we were just talking to us? Okay. Well, y'all don't want to know the answer to that because that'll be happening before we come on, okay? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
And we are so excited, so joyously happy.
Yes. And this is the day that
the Lord has
made,
and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo!
And we are so glad. Good morning, Joshua, John Finch. We're so excited on the Laura Kelly page. And I'm telling you, we are so blessed.
Yes. ¿Cómo está mi familia esta mañana? Le doy gracias a todos ustedes que están escuchando ahorita. Siga orando por nosotros. Le damos gracias a Dios por la oportunidad, por las bendiciones. Y acuérdense que la palabra de Dios es lumbre y gloria a Dios.
I love that. I feel that lumbre. Listen, last week, so y'all go back and archive some of the shows. Last week, we talked about how, you know, the glory of God on us. That was such a great teaching, you guys. I mean, because the Holy Spirit is here to lead and guide us into all truth.
Yes.
And when you are flowing in truth, you are free. Because the Word of God says that the truth comes to make you free.
Yes.
So we are so free. Good morning, Trey Martin, my beautiful, amazing nephew from the Most High God. Yes, he came in my life via my beautiful niece. And I know one day, y'all know we talked about this sometime before, but Trey, I'm going to put you on blast. Y'all better hurry up with them wedding arrangements, okay? Because we are so excited about celebrating. I was listening to Joyce Meyer the other day, and she was breaking it down, y'all, about, okay, y'all know this past Sunday was Pentecost. So we are celebrating Pentecost because it's a time to celebrate, right? It was all about celebrating instead of waiting for a birthday. Every day. Y'all can't tell? We celebrate every day. Yes, because it's like a brand new thing, and it's a brand new day, and we're just so excited, and we don't have a problem illuminating. So I just love those teachers. Yesterday, I was at the bank, and I was just telling Laura and Anthony that. The people was like, where is your partner? The people at the bank want some. I'm telling y'all, when you come with authority and power and you become an atmosphere changer, people are hungry for that.
Yes.
When you can make a person's day, whether it's in the bank or whether it's at the grocery store. Y'all know how we talk about that, right? Good morning, Pastor Felicia Napier Huff. It was so exciting seeing you this weekend at our leadership conference, restoring wisdom and integrity back, America, in the pulpit. Yes. So we had such an effective time this weekend, and I just thank God for these mighty men and women of God who are called to be, you know, the oil in this season for the body of Christ.
Yes.
So, Laura, I know you greeted your people this morning, which is our people. We all say
it.
Hola,
familia.
Okay.
And
that's
right.
Come on,
Laura.
That's why we got to stay in the Holy Ghost. What you say, Trey? May 4th, 2019, they got a date, America. Yes. May 4th is the wedding. Oh, my gosh. So 1 year from now. Yes, he just announced it on national Facebook. Okay. Which, that's like TV, Trey.
Yes.
So, internationally, people in Africa, they dance right there. We're so excited. It's so true because, see, that's what we're talking about. That's something to celebrate.
Yes.
When people come together in love and unity and create life together, it's so important that we celebrate people and not tear them down.
Yes.
That's why this teaching is so effective today, America. y'all are ready, but we just wanted to take the time to say good morning. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Erica, on the Anthony Michelle page. We really are.
Yes. Good morning, Ada Green.
Yes. So you guys just continue to tune in, share these videos with your friends so that someone can be touched by the Word of God today, that they would have an experience.
Yes.
Even, you know, we have to use these tools effectively for the kingdom, because God is the one who gives us the wisdom.
Yes.
He is the one who anoints us and gives us power,
yes,
to get whatever He says we can have. Amen?
That's right.
So, y'all, I'm telling you, so Laura, take it from here.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk about something.
Well, I just
talk about
this weekend was a victorious weekend for me. I had a busy weekend winning souls, because y'all know that's my passion. I could talk about it all day, every day.
Yeah.
And it was raining on Sunday, and I mean, I love the rain, but
yeah,
my grass needed it, so thank you, God,
yeah,
for the rain. But there was a lot of soul winning, and we had a full bus.
Amen.
And something that really touched my heart, and this is what I want to share with y'all, is God uses us to speak to y'all through His love letters, which is fire. Everybody's going through something that ministered to me a lot, that really just boost my fire in the Lord.
Really?
Work.
Really?
There was a young woman that was going through a lot. She was going
through
a lot, and her kids had gotten taken away.
Wow.
There were family members, because she lost her job, her relationship with the person she was with. You know, they broke up, and she ended up being homeless.
Okay.
And she went crying. You know, she was crying. She was devastated because everybody in her family was putting her down, telling her she was not going to do nothing, that she got what she deserved, and that's what happens with making bad choices. I mean, she was so beat down by words, but, you know, she came to the right place.
Come on now!
And pray for her, and then later I pray for her, and of course we're going to give her the love letters, which is fire,
right.
And I told her, let me tell you something, this is not me speaking, but it's God through me. What you're going through right now, I'm speaking for experience, later on it's going to be a testimony to give others hope. I said, you rebuke all the negative, and you're done at the Most High.
Uh-oh,
God,
y'all know,
and I'm like, say it. I said, say it, I want you to say it.
Did you tell her?
Whenever some, I mean, I had to like get
the creative,
they tell you this, and no, I rebuke that. I'm daughter of the Most High God. Even if you make mistakes, whatever
that's
happens,
right, that's right,
you have to let go and let God and learn,
woo,
from it. And then I said, we prayed for restoration. I said, God has a plan and a purpose to prosper you, not harm you, to give you a future.
Come on,
hope.
Jeremiah 29:11.
And then I said, so later on, you're going to help other women that are going through what you're going through right now.
That's right.
So she came in crying and depressed. You could feel the presence
on her.
When,
yeah,
she left, let me tell you, I even have a video. When she got on the bus, when she left City Chapel Church and everybody interceded and prayed with her, she was singing, "Our God is an awesome,
okay,
God." She was singing. I put a video of her.
Wow.
She was on the bus singing to everybody. I mean, her demeanor, that depression was broken off, and she had hope.
She got delivered.
She got delivered, and God gave her hope, because Jesus is hope. I don't care how bad your situation is, Jesus is hope. And that what really gave me more, like, okay, Lord, send me. Where's more?
That's
so, you know, to
awesome.
Speak life.
Yeah.
And that was a big, you know.
That's so beautiful.
She was singing.
That's so beautiful.
She was so depressed and crying. So, see, when we pray for others, instead of speaking negative,
speak life.
Yeah, speak life.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So I want to say, take a moment to say thank you, Lord, for sharing that.
Yes.
That's so beautiful. We're ready to run around the mansion.
Yes.
Right now, America. Good morning, Kizzy Wins.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. She says, good morning, Mansion Queens. We salute you, Kizzy. You are on the move, girl, and we're so excited. You got to come back at the mornings at the,
yes,
mansion, and we got to just run around this mansion together, girl, because God has so much,
yes,
in store for you.
And anytime you're having a bad day, just
get on the
Facebook.
Trust me.
Her Facebook, she's going to lift
go
you up.
Go in the room.
Somewhere to go. Go,
yeah,
in the room.
Yeah.
And let's pray for queens and kings.
Yeah.
And God will speak to you. And,
yes.
And man, it's awesome.
It's beautiful. Good morning, Kimberly. I get to say good morning on the phone, because we talked about a few minutes before we went live, and now she's like tuned in. So I just want to say good morning, Kim. Blessings to you and your amazing business. Kimberly Thinner is the owner of True Balance Therapeutic Massage. I'm telling you, America, number one massage therapist. We ain't gonna say in the Metroplex. We're gonna say on the planet. Okay.
See,
boy, I tell you, her and her staff are second to none, and we salute True Balance this morning. wonderful women, anointed. Isn't it awesome when you can go into a place, and, of course, we're all here to do what we're called to do, but when you feel the presence of God in any place you go in, that is to be recognized. So we're here today to salute you today, Kim. We love you. Good morning, Brandy Pons. Brandy is Summer's mom, which is my niece. Good morning, Brandy. Okay, we're going to get into the teaching today, but without further ado, we just want to recognize each and every one of you because you mean so much to us.
Yes.
We love you, and we thank you for your love and support
yes.
and all of that you have for us because I'm telling you, y'all don't really understand the depth of that because y'all probably be like, them girls don't need no help or no nothing, but yes, we do because we are just vessels. That's all we are, and we are in this body. That's all we do, but we need the love, the power, the prayers.
Yes.
And all of these hearts that y'all have given us this morning.
Thank you for the hearts.
Yeah, so listen, y'all ready for this topic today? We got to get into the meat. Okay, listen, remember, before we do that, we want you to call our call-in number, which is our prayer line. If you guys need any prayer, that number is, write it down. So even if you're at work, you want to call, however, 646-668-2247. That is our blog line, and we are doing a dual show, really a triple show. We ask us because we're on the radio, we're on our Facebook, and then we have a live studio audience. Yes, faithful. So we just thank God for these people. Y'all just don't even know. I mean, we just might just close this book and talk about how grateful we are today for these ever so committed people. They are, and they don't have to be.
But
they make a choice every Tuesday to come and suck in the midst of the atmosphere.
Yes.
And you guys are welcome to come. And it's different. It's different than it is, and y'all think it's power on the page. Come on now. Woo! You just get full of fire because we saturate ourselves in the love letters, right, Laura?
Fire! Woo!
Yes, I've been trying to say that. Teaching conferences trying to take us some Spanish. Can y'all pray for me?
You can do it.
I'm going to get it because I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. Yes, but to God be the glory. So we're going to get into this teaching, and we pray that this really can help someone today. Each one reach one.
Yes.
So also, we're waiting on you to call in because we got some gifts. Okay. We asked for the fifth caller at 646-668-2247. Now, if you are in the Metroplex, I'm going to need you to come by the mansion and get your gifts. But if you are VI, we'll just use Brandy for an example, Houston, Texas, you got to leave me your address. Okay? The first giveaway is the Metroplex shirt. This shirt is retail $25, and it represents who we are.
Yes.
Okay? It's a beautiful shirt designed by Daryl at Inspired Graphics, all of this stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So here is the Dudamus gift. I'm not going to show y'all to the first caller. Okay.
Oh,
y'all not going to see it right now. So y'all better call in at the call-in number and get your free stuff because we got some stuff all up here today.
Yes.
We're not playing. We got some CDs.
Hey, bless you.
We got some, we got a whole bunch of stuff. So come on down.
Oh, that should be a blessing.
Yes, Brandy. Brandy says that's so cool. Okay, we got to get into the teaching. Okay, so the name of the show today, our topic today is recognizing, come on, America, open your hearts this morning, recognizing who's sent to disrupt anointing. Because it happens every single day that the enemy will send someone or something to disrupt where you're going. Okay? And that's how we get off kilter. We lose our balance sometimes. And I always think about football. You know, Laura, how you talk about the football game?
Yes.
And everybody be sold out, painting their faces and all of that.
Yeah.
So listen, but that's how that's how the enemy does. Oh, we have a caller. Oh, okay. So to God be the glory. So let's see who our caller is. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. And who are we speaking with this morning? Hello.
This is Sari.
Oh, it's Sari. Sari. we got you. So listen, is there anything that we could pray for you for today?
My mom. You know, she has to.
Mama T.
She's doing pretty good, but you know, like she say, she have her days where she have a hard time walking, and she likes to shop. That's kind of digging into her shopping moment. So,
well, we definitely gonna do that, Theory. That is so awesome. Now you do know that you do get your T-shirt, so
yes,
I'm gonna need you to come on by the mansion and get your shirt, Theory D. Morning's at the mansion. Your shirt is gonna be for me. Okay. So we're going to take a few minutes to pray for her. What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What did you say? I'll be by there to get it.
Okay, girl. Keep coming. So we're going to take a few minutes to pray for her, Lord. Ready?
Father, we just thank you right now, Father. Her petition was that we pray for her mother, Father, something to do with her throat, right?
Her knee.
Her knees? Okay. Father in heaven, I just plead the blood of Jesus over her body, over her knees, Father. Whatever it is that's trying to come against her, Father, I just plead the blood,
hallelujah,
the blood of Jesus. You said that by your stripes, she will be healed.
That's
healed. So, Father, we're asking and we're expecting that she be healed, Father. And I thank you that there's nothing too hard for you, God. So we thank you, Father, that there is power in your name, Jesus. Thank you, because you are the healer. You are the doctor. I thank you for the manifestation, healing power right now taking place, Father. And then you, God Almighty, you will get all the glory and honor and praise. You said, well, there's two or three gathered that you are in the midst. So we just call it, we're done right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And it is
amen.
Done.
Amen. It is done.
And walk it out now.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, lady.
You
so much. Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling in. Thank you for watching every single week. You're the first person to pop up. We just thank God. Well, Presley beat you this morning, but it's okay. It don't matter because you're always here. So we thank you so much. We love you, and to God be the glory for your mom.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I love you, ladies,
thank
too.
You.
Love you, ladies.
Thank you. So look at that, America. To God be the glory. I am so excited because this is what God has told us to do and how he's told us to do it. It may sometimes don't seem right to the world, but it is what it is. It's a kingdom thing because we are citizens and we're sons and daughters of
the
Most High God. Yes. So recognizing who is sent to disrupt your anointing. I'm telling you, this happens all the time. This is what the enemy does. He sends out his warriors to do what he's called them to do. Not that we're going to emphasize on the enemy today, because we don't do that, but we want to bring awareness.
Yes.
That's all we're doing today. So we're going to go to the Word of God, where he tells us the first place of awareness is to know that disruption comes through a spirit. It comes to a spirit, whether it's on people or in the essence of just a spirit that is sin. So you got to be mindful. In 1 Peter, that's where he tells us. So we're going to go to 1 Peter 5 and 8 this morning.
And I also want to emphasize that as we give you the scriptures, you write them down, and then you study them.
Yeah.
You let the Holy Spirit speak to you also, because it's new revelation every time, and we're learning and growing together, and there's, you can never learn too much, okay?
Yeah.
And God's love letters,
which is
la palabra de Dios que es nombre. Holy Spirit, continue to guide us and lead us and let your word manifest. Espíritu Santo sigue dirigiendo nuestro camino y que manifeste su palabra. En el nombre de Jesús, amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus name, amen.
And it says, 1 Peter 5, 8, it says, be sober and watchful because your adversary, the devil, walks around roaring like as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour.
Yes, that's what the Bible tells us. So that's where it all comes from. But here's the thing: when God tells us here, it's about be sober and be vigilant. What he's talking about is in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be sober in the natural too, for real. But God, when he's speaking to us, he's speaking to us about who we really are, which is our spirit.
Yeah.
He wants us to be sober in the spirit. You can't be caught up and all of this other stuff that's going on around you or things that come at you.
Yes.
You've got to stay sober and vigilant, which means we got to be alert.
Yes.
We got to stay on guard. You know, you've heard about the watchman on the wall. You got to be a watchman on the wall, especially in this hour. Because, and you got to get into this word. That's why Laura was saying, and we have to be remind you to write these scriptures down.
Yes.
Go back and study the word of God for yourself so you can hear God for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about the relationship
that
you have with God. And that's how you're going to be able to know his voice from any other voice.
Yes.
Because I tell people all the time, everybody hears different voices.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
But when you spend time with God, you're going to know which, what is his and what is counterfeit.
Yes.
Because the enemy is an imitator.
Yes.
He imitates, and he always has to come behind God. He could never go before him.
Yes.
Never. Just be mindful of that. So we got to be sober and vigilant because the adversary, your adversary, my adversary, because he can say the adversary, the word of God says your adversary, which tells us that we have an adversary.
Yes.
We all do.
Yes.
So don't be saying, ooh, the devil is really after them. Well, he after you too.
Yes.
He really is. But we're not emphasizing on all of that that he does because we have more power than him.
That's right.
Now, he got
That's
some power because people say, oh, the devil ain't got no power. Yes, he does. He have power, but he don't have no authority.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have none of that. I'm telling you. Now, when Christ went to the cross, he left us what? All power.
Yes.
He said that. He went to hell, took the keys and to the kingdom and did all of that. So now it's up to us to walk in it. But in order to walk in it, we got to be sober.
Yes.
We have to be sober and we have to be alert because a lot of times the enemy would come at people that you're looking at that you love it. I'm trying to tell you, America, that's how he mostly try to come because he want to catch you off guard. He really do so that you don't be rooted and grounded. And this, oh, that's just them, but really it's the spirit behind them. It's not just them.
Mm-hmm.
So every way that it comes through the spirit,
mm-hmm.
whether it's on a person or behind a person or in a dial, I don't know. It's the spirit. I'm just trying to tell you, this is what God is saying. So be sober, America, in your spirit and be alert.
Yes.
We got to do that in this season and in this hour. Right,
Laura?
That's
right.
Because
that's right.
He ain't playing with us.
He's not playing.
No, and that's why so many saints and people of God are defeated.
Yes.
Because we are putting too much emphasis on the people that's coming to disrupt our anointing. And then we put our anointing over here and say, well, you know what? When I get through going through this, I'll be all right. Well, you're already all right. And you have to know that, just like the young lady you were talking about.
Yes.
That got her deliverance.
So much by her family.
Yeah.
Because of the mistakes that she made, that she was feeling worthless.
That reminds me of the people with the stones that set the woman up, that was watching her commit adultery. How they know if they weren't watching? I'm just saying.
Yes.
Like Pastor Betty said, I'm just talking about who I'm talking about. Okay? How do they know the woman was in adultery, in the act? They didn't say just in it. They said, oh, we caught her in the act.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how you going to catch her if you ain't looking? And if you didn't set her up, and then really they just used the woman to try to set up Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's all that was, the bottom line. They said, okay, now with all your laws, what you going to do now? That's why they put it on him, because the law was that if you were caught in that, you were to be stoned to death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why y'all got to take a moment of silence and write in the sand.
Yeah.
Okay? And nobody today knows what Jesus was writing. We just don't assume he was probably writing down the names of the people they was with. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, there's things. That's
You know, because he know everything.
He knew it then. He know it now.
But I'm just saying, so what you going to do, Jesus? So people are always like that. They want to come up against you and say, well, what you And our job is to take a moment and hear from God, because that's really what Jesus did. He took a moment, he heard from God, and he said, okay, then ye without sin, cast the first stone.
Yes.
Which means everybody got a pass.
Yes.
It may not be like the lady or could be worse. I'm just saying. But we all have come from something that we're not happy about, proud of, you know.
Yes. Yes.
But thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
That's what Paul said.
And I think about that's true, you know, the judge not only you be judged before you remove the speck of somebody's eye, you have a log on your own. Yeah. So we have to be careful, because as the enemy uses people,
yeah, he does.
You know, to devour, yeah. You know, looking, he'll use people. I know I always say there is consequences to things and bad choices, but as warriors, you know, those who are struggling, that God reveals to you, hey, they're struggling, let's pray. Let's fast and pray.
Come on.
I mean, because we're quick to gossip, talk about them, put them down, and think that we're so much better than them. Well, guess what? Where's the compassion and praying and fasting for them? I mean, this is where I'm at with God. I have not always been there. I'm one that has been caught up in gossip, because I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
I'm going to be transparent. But where I'm at now, when I see people struggling, I'll do some fasting praying, because that's the only way they're going to be healed and delivered. And that's God's heart, is to help others, to lift up others and not tear them down, because there's so much division and arguing and agree and disagree. Sometimes it's so draining to see people disagreeing. To me, it's like, there's so many souls to be won. Why are we disagreeing? Why are we arguing about nonsense? If anything, we already know how he's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. And let's just win some souls.
Yeah.
And people are too busy fighting, arguing, who's right, who's wrong. And I'm like, all right, those
You know, it's so many people with like a strong in their eye.
Yeah.
In my eye. Okay, the strong in my eye. But you're going to take the highlighter, and it's bigger than the strong in your eye, and try to take this out of my eye, and you can't get to me because this is hitting me in the head. Okay? America, using what we got. That's all. To talk about the goodness of the Lord, which is truth, which is in his love letters, which is fire. Yes. So we have to be mindful that we keep this before one another, and that we quicken the spirit man, and that we say, you know, that's good, that's a good thing, or that's not a good thing. But we allow God to tell us.
Yes.
That's why we go through the Word of God to hear what he is saying, and trust and believe. We have to line up. We are ministering to ourselves.
Yes.
We have to stay lined up, too.
And when people come to me, they're like, I'm struggling with this. I did this, that. What should I do? I said, look, I could pray for you. This is what the Word says. But you know what? Let God speak to you.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what to do, where to go, where not to go, what you're doing is wrong or right. And if it's wrong, I'll tell you. But I'm going to pray, because people might let you down. Family might let you down. I might let you down.
Right.
But Jesus won. So that's why you have to put your trust on Jesus and let him guide you.
That's
because
right.
I might be wrong.
Well,
you know,
when it's
gotta,
you
know what I mean?
To do that.
You know? But, you know, if God tells me to say something, I'm going to say it, but in love, with compassion, and I pray you receive it. And if you don't, I'm still going to love you, and I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to fight it in the spirit.
Yeah.
You know,
but I think, too, Laura, a lot of times we have to stay in the spirit, because we have to recognize, good morning, Rhonda and Diana and Lori, we have to recognize that fear is a setup for us to become fearful. Because if you notice today, it's so much going on, even in our schools, like the shootings in Santa Fe, and I mean, this happened, this has been happening. People are afraid to let their children go to school.
Yes.
What it is the enemy is trying to create fear in the atmosphere, but that's why it's important that you stay in the Word, you teach your children the Word, you cover your family, you cover your house, you cover your car. I'm telling you, when you stay covered, because fear is the devil's anointing. He wants his anointing to supersede in the world and make people fearful to where we all stay in, we don't do nothing. Even they even going into the church is doing this. But you know what? When you cover by the blood of the Lamb, I'm telling you, we covered. And then if it is our day to go meet the King, it's our day.
Yes.
Keeping it simple and not being fearful, because faith is the anointing of God.
Yes.
We have to stay faithful, and we have to stay in position to know that we have to teach everyone.
Yes.
All of us do. We're all ministers of the gospel. We all have to connect and lock arms together and say, we are going to come together in this great power that God has given us and take authority in this world. That's why I'm praying that prayer get back in school. I mean, we uncovered.
When I'm driving, I'll be stretching my hands towards the schools, and I start speaking
And then we have to get like Kelly Lane.
Uh-huh.
Kelly Lane went to the school and got on the parking lot and started praying.
That's right.
A lot of us, and we could just do that, you know, that
we
go and get in our cars and be mindful to, when we're passing up a school, going on over there now.
You know, most people take their lives when they do something like that, when the enemy uses it.
Right.
Once again, this young man did not his life, okay? But I'm praying for him. I'm praying, God, I don't know what happened to him as a little boy. I don't know why he did it. I don't know why he was angry, if it was devil, spirit.
It
was demonic.
Yeah.
But you know what? I pray that salvation will come to him when he gets locked up. I mean, I don't
that
know.
That God will get
God
the glory.
Has, that God yeah. will get the glory because you'd be surprised. You'd be the ones you least expect that God's going to rise up. And who knows what he might do in the future. He might be locked up for a long time. But I don't know. There's still hope for that young man.
Is.
I mean, I'm interceding for him.
Yeah.
That's what God put in my spirit.
And that's what we're supposed to do.
And because he thinks he'll love those that love us. Can we love and pray for those that are blinded
yeah.
by the enemy, you know?
That's so true.
So I don't
that's
know.
So
that was in my heart, my spirit.
But it's true, though. And we have to be mindful. And we have to lock arms and pray together and become a force to be reckoned with here in the world. Because we are in the world, but we're not of the world. And we have so much authority.
Yeah.
We really do. And we have to take position. And that's why we have to recognize the ones who sent to disrupt our anointing, because it's a trick of the enemy. It really is. And we have to stay rooted and grounded. And we're going to go to 1 John 4:1 and hear what the Lord has to say.
That's love letters.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones.
Woo.
And it says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
Well, that's true. So what does 2 read, Laura?
Oh, and the 2 says, this is how you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh
is
from God.
That's it.
It's from God.
That's it. And we have to, good morning, Rick, we have to know that because the Lord says, believe not every spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Is whether it's of God, because many false prophets. Now, a lot of false prophets don't even have to be in the church. A lot of people, we kind of are closed-minded. We have to open up our minds and spirits. In which our mind is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Taught about that a couple of teachings ago, that you have to know that everything that comes against us ain't always in the church or from the church.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
That's
speaking
right.
of a prophet here
yeah.
And speaking of a false prophet.
Yeah.
They're not always in the church. They are in the world, and they're here to try to convince us opposite of God, which you're either for Christ or you anti-Christ. And you got to be just like Christ was when he told Peter. Y'all know he loved Peter.
Yes.
He built his church on Peter, the rock. He did. But he also rebuked Peter. And he said, get thee behind me, Satan. And Peter was like, what? Me, God? I got you, Jesus. I'm here. No. No, when you, because he was talking against what was to come. Because Jesus was talking about how he's going to leave and come again. And Peter was like, no, you're not going nowhere. And it was such a place of innocence on Peter's behalf,
yes.
But it was from the devil, because you're going against what God says. I don't care if it's good, bad, or indifferent. If it ain't lined up with the word, ma'am and sir,
yes.
It is not of God. Okay? And that's all this scripture is saying here. So we have to believe not every spirit, because you got the spirit tries the spirit by the spirit. So stay in the spirit so that you can recognize every spirit. And if it is of God, embrace it. Pull it on in, because that's what creates dunamis.
Yes.
That's what creates power.
Yes.
But if it is not of God, cast it out.
That's right.
You have to do that, because I'm telling you, it will get a hold of you, and you will be transformed in a way you don't even know how that happened.
Yes.
You don't even know how you got there,
yes.
Because you don't allow that thing to attach to you, and then you think in the way it thinks, and that's not a good thing. So that's all we're saying.
Yes.
We just teach it from the Word of God. We pray that this is really opening up your minds and your hearts to be able to think about that, because every day, trust me, we have to recognize who sent or what is sent to disrupt our anointing, because we got to stay on guard, church. We really do. And we are the church. In a lot of essence, people think the church is just that building where you go with this cross on it or the steeple. No, we are the church.
We are the church.
We are the people of God. So what would that be if no one returned? Just the empty building. So we got to be mindful of who we are. And we are representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We really are. And we have to stay on where God has called us to be. So to God be the glory for that. So we're going to continue in our teaching, Laura. And let's go to Titus. Titus 3. God is so good. Woo!
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
And it's verse Titus
3, 10 through 11.
10 and 11. Mm-hmm. God's love letters.
Which is fire!
Palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, reject a devised man after a first and second dominion,
mm-hmm.
knowing that such a man is perverted and sinning, being self-condemned.
And listen, let me read the interpretation from the English Standard Version. This is so amazing. Okay, Titus 3, 10 and 11 says, person who stirs up division, after warning him once, then twice, have nothing more to do with him. And we can go home. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Okay. See y'all later, because that's a wrap. How much more can you elaborate on that? When God is telling you himself, this is in the word of God, y'all. I'm telling you, go to your Bible, Titus 3. I'm telling you, 10 through 11. And sometimes you have to go to other translations or interpretations so that you can get a deeper understanding. Because the English Standard Version was not playing. And verse 11 says, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, he is self-condemned, which he condemns himself. So God is telling us, you know what? We're here really to build relationships on this earth. That's why we encourage you to build a relationship with the Father.
Yes.
And then that teaches us how to be in relationship with people. That teaches us how to be in marriage. It teaches us how to be, really, in business, partners, relations. It teaches us that. But when you recognize this, that's why you got to get into the Word of God and hear what he's saying to you. When you recognize this, as far as a person who stirs up division, I mean, that person's already, you got to recognize that they sent to disrupt your anointing. And when you know that, what are you going to do, America? Are you going to be like, oh, that's just them. They'll be all right, and we'll pray for them. No. What the Spirit say? After warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it don't mean that you don't care for that person or you don't love them. You just can't do that Spirit on them. Mm-hmm. That's what that means.
That's right.
That's why back there it said the Spirit tries the Spirit by the Spirit.
Okay.
And if that Spirit is not lined up with your Spirit, and if you flowing in the Spirit of God, what the Word say? Have nothing more to do with him or her. And the reason the Bible uses the emphasis on him so much because it's talking about the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are in the Spirit, it's not even about a male or a female.
That's right.
It's about the Spirit because that's really who we are. We're just housed in this body because we have to be in this body to be legal on earth.
Yeah.
We have an amazing teacher that teaches us that.
Okay.
So I'm going on and roll up in here and talk about the new wine.
Yeah.
Okay, because the door opens. The New Wine Empowerment Group is such a time of revelation.
Yes.
And this mighty woman of God, who is a dynamic teacher, scholar, doctor, pastor, evangelist, hashtag Betty Burns.
Yes.
Woo! And I'm telling you, so we're going to open the door for the fifth caller for this new CD. From the New Wine Empowerment Group. Okay, this teaching, I'm telling you. So if you don't call and get this, we're going to ask you to come on and come to the first Friday in June, which is here. This will be our last one at the mansion because the Lord has elevated us.
Yes.
And he's taken us on another dimension.
Yes.
But we will continue because God has opened the door that no man can shut.
That's right.
And be mindful of that. Whenever you hear God, it don't seem right in the natural, but when you are supernatural, he opens every door. And I'm telling you, he can do it way better than you can.
Yes.
Or that you have ever. So that's why to take us back to where Laura opened the word up with us today, with Jeremiah 29 and 11. For God knows the plans that he has for you are to prosper you and not harm you, but bring you what?
Future and
hope. Hello.
Future and hope.
America, trust me. if your plans have not worked, because 99.9999% of the time they don't work. Mm-hmm. And if they do, they don't come together the way you think they should. And then we get to fumbling through our faith and fumbling through life. But when you get hooked up with Jeremiah 29:11 and you wave the white flag, I'm going to tell you, it's just like this. I surrender all. Yes. And when you surrender, I'm telling you, doors will open that no man can shut. And you'll be like, what the what? And then look, I'm telling you, this is when you know you're in the supernatural. Because when God show up, because you already been asking him, I wish the Lord would help me do that, help me do this. But you, when you stop trying to do it and let him do it, then when they open the door, you'll be like, oh, my God. That's the Holy Ghost matrix. And when you do that, you can know that you got a revelation and your life will never be the same, America. We're just trying to tell you what God loves, and that's the truth.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, so to God be the glory, right, Laura?
Amen.
But listen, we need the fifth caller at 646-668-2247 if you want to have, I'm telling you, this right here, it's more valuable than anything you got in your bank account.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now,
right.
The uncompromising word of God, which is new revelation. So we hope we get the fifth caller. If not, we'll just save this for the next fifth caller.
Yes.
And the gift gets greater and greater.
Oh,
but
yes.
This is the greatest gift of all, which is the word of God. Okay, so we're going to continue our teaching. Good morning. This is my father-in-law is on our Facebook Live. Good morning, Dad. Deacon Pastor Charles Mitchell. Honey, your dad is on. Your dad is tuned in. Yes. Yes. Good morning, Reagan. So I just had to tell America that my dad is on. Well, my father-in-law, which is my husband's dad, so he's my dad, too. So, yes. We love you and thank you. So, uh-oh, that just gave us another question. What? That is so beautiful, though, when you have people that love you that really just show up like that and represent, you know, just their presence.
Yes.
You know, y'all know how we minister on that a lot. Just let your presence be a presence.
Yes.
You know, and when you can do that, you just don't know where you take that person that you're connected to. I mean, that's what makes it so powerful, because when each one reaches one, and when you're locked arms together, you know, in prayer and in love, which it covers what you say. It covers everything. It really does. And it's so important to know that. So I'm just so excited about the Word of God. And y'all already know that. And y'all probably had me talk about it, but it is what it is, America. And the Lord just told me, just be you, you know, and don't try to be nothing other than that, you know. And that's why. And then, you know, I know we probably don't, you know, always effectively be there for everybody, because we out the box. We got to stop it, you know, trying to make people receive us. You either receive it or you don't.
Yes.
You know.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We're just being obedient. We ask that you guys continue to pray for us.
Yes.
And to be encouraged. So to God be the glory, right, Lord?
God be the glory.
So
amen.
What would you like to say as far as, what's been your experience about Titus 3:10?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
It's sometimes I just
forget. Lord, can't breathe right now, y'all.
It's just so fun.
What happened?
I'm just learning to.
We all learning. God's
revealing stuff to me, and I disagree with people. And it's okay if you disagree with me.
Yeah.
I'm just learning to pray.
Yeah.
My Lord.
That's right.
I just. None of us are perfect. We are perfected.
Okay,
right,
so let me
Jesus.
Ask you a question. When God releases it, because we're going to help somebody.
Yes.
Okay, when God, when you have that come, like the back, way back who y'all were, says the adversary.
Yes.
Okay, and then God tells us to be sober and be alert, which is diligent. Okay, so when you have those encounters, because we're going to have them.
Yes, I don't care who you are.
Yeah, we're going to have them.
Even Kelly Haynes, people that criticize her Facebook, what she's doing, and she's just trying to bring prayer back in the nations and soul winning. And
she's very effective.
Yes.
And will be effective.
Yes.
So. Because she's, you know, about her father's business.
Yes.
So what I'm asking, because, you know, because I know people have these questions. Good morning, Daryl, about, you know, things that they go through. And I believe that's why the Lord has given us the place he's given us, to be able just to be naturally real. Because we're kingdom people don't mean we're not real, you know. And how do you handle situations? Like you just said, well, I just pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's good. Mm-hmm. But when you pray about it, do you keep praying or do you just pray and leave it with God and go on to the next dimension?
Yes. I pray, I leave it to God, and I go to the, you know, before, you know, because it's been a process getting there. I will cry, get upset, I'll call people, I'll gossip, I'll try to defend myself, I'll, you know, but it was where I was at.
Yeah.
But I'm falling in love with Jesus every day. I have such an intimacy with him that now I just put dividers, blinders, and
yeah.
I just rebuke everything
else.
So do
you do like Byron saying, la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la. And I talk to God, and I'm gonna be obedient about what He tells me, and then He does the rest, and I just keep going, my Lord. If anything, it motivates me.
It helps you.
It helps me.
Yeah.
To keep going, to do more. Well, to continue to listen to God and be obedient.
Yeah.
You gotta be obedient,
yeah.
Even if I'm tired, even if I don't like it, even if it hurts, because it's not about me. It's about being obedient and letting His will be done. Because there's so many hurting people,
and
they don't need to be hurting more.
You know what about that? Let's talk about that a little bit. It is so many hurting people. That's why we pray that even the people that are hurting, we pray for you because we've all been there, and
yes.
we still have stuff we go through.
Yes.
You know, but we got to make sure that we line up on the parallel
mm-hmm.
and get some deliverance
yes.
and get some healing in those areas before we go out.
Yes.
Because if we don't do that, hurting people hurt people, and we don't want to take those spirits into those places that God is trusting us with. So we have to be transparent and say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to do that until I get myself together, because we can't help nobody unless we are helped,
yes.
you know, and we have to get in position. We have to raise our hands and say, I need some help in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you Apostle Jim or Prophetess Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, America, we have to, and it's not even about the title. I think we get caught up in that because
yes.
we are teachers
yes.
and we're people that, you know, have the platform to do this and do that. But we have to say, hey, you know what? We all fall short. That's what the Word of God says. Not everybody. I mean, there's no perfect church.
Yes.
There's no perfect pastor.
Yes.
No perfect evangelist. I'm telling you,
yes.
we all fall short of the
yes.
peace. We really do.
Yes.
And we have to be transparent enough for these people to say, you know what? Well, you know, Pastor Marlo, she had an issue in that area. Now, if she had an issue, I'm going to just say I had it. No, really, because if not, then we make people think that we're so superior that we got it all together, and trust me, every day is a new day, and I got to learn some new stuff. And we have to know that. And if you don't, you're going to get caught up. That's where it talked about in yourself. You'll be self-condemned,
yes.
and you won't hear God. And then when the revelation no longer comes, because, see, now your anointing is tainted, and you can't carry on and transfer that. You're going to transfer something.
Yes.
So you might as well transfer the anointing rather than something that's not of God. And you have to be mindful.
Yes. And there was a young man this Sunday. They got on the bus at, for the first time, and I met him at Compassion. And he hesitated to get on the bus because he told us in front of everybody in the church. He said, after the service was over and everything, he said he was nervous about coming to church because a lot of times, a lot of churches, when they see how you dress or how you look, they judge your outside appearance.
I do.
And he goes, and I feel uncomfortable. They bring us, and then they look at you like, oh, you're homeless? Oh, you dress like that? He said, and you feel it. You feel the, you know, you don't feel the love.
You feel the
judgment. You don't
yeah.
feel the love of God.
You feel
the judgment. He goes, but this is the first time, he said, being here with y'all in the cafe, being with y'all, that I felt the love of God. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, we're all under construction, and we love you. We just want to pray for you because there's hope with God. And, you know, we were just loving on him, and we had
mm-hmm.
breakfast. And, I mean, we just had a blast on Sunday. And he says, I'm coming back because I felt the love.
And see, that's what it is right there.
And I was like, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Just
that's
continue to
is.
Touch his heart because I know you have plans for him and you're going to help his walk. You know, whatever happened, happened, and he's here for a purpose and there's hope with you. And but for him to say that, you know, it hurt my heart just to know that sometimes they don't want
that
to go
nowhere.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Well, that's why we're here today talking to the world, because a lot of times people feel that. So what we want to do is let you people out there know that there are people that genuinely love you and want, you know, the best for you, and pray that you will. See, that's why we were talking about the enemy creates fear.
Mm-hmm.
His anointing is that's of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is to make people feel some type of way
mm-hmm.
about getting what God has for them, whether it's through the word, and then to be able to chisel down the people of God,
mm-hmm.
to be able to open up and say, you know, we're all sinners.
Yes.
And we all fall short. And come and sit by me. And we did a teaching. Go back in the archives
mm-hmm.
about are you loving your neighbor on the pew?
Mm-hmm.
We did that teaching. Remember, Anthony? And you got to know that the second row where you sit every Sunday, that's not your seat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is not your seat. That is the, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth because people do that. They be like, oh, girl, can you believe they sat in my seat? I can't believe it. And look at them. They, girl, her dress too short. You know they don't. Him. I'm just saying, that is not your seat.
And a lot of times when they say, oh, they just don't want to come, they don't want to change, a lot
yeah.
of times they're tired of being
yeah.
judged
yeah.
and talk about and put down because of whatever situation.
And then a lot of times we don't even open our mouths. It's our countenance.
Yes.
It's how we come off
yes.
and how we looking and how we standing over them like we're so superior.
Yes.
And you know what? We are. This is not a place of rebuke. This is a place of truth.
Yes.
And the truth is what sets us free.
That's right.
And I don't know if you want to be free today,
yes.
but a lot of times people can get free, but they don't know how to stay free.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to stay free.
Yes.
And I pray that, you know, that this word is going to be able to help someone to be able to say, you know what, Lord, I've done that before. And help me.
Help me.
Yeah, help me to not do that because who am I?
Yes. And it's just like me. I have to say this. I'm going to say it because this is my heart, Holy Spirit, have your way. It's like me. You know, I've been to a church. I'm not going to name the church or the person, the pastor. But I was wearing patches on my pants. They looked like they were torn, but they were not torn, but it was patches. And the pastor told me, why was I wearing those pants? That it was stupid. And I was going, what? Excuse me? He says, those pants you're wearing. And I'm thinking, thank God that I'm rooted in the word of God.
Yeah.
Because I probably would have never came back.
Yeah.
And I said, what's the style? And I like it. And I said, do you know that there's a saying that if you don't got nothing nice to say about somebody, don't say nothing at all. And I said, and on Samuel 16, verse 7, it says, for man looks at the outside appearance, but God looks at the heart.
He does.
And this is a pastor that's been pastoring for 30 years. He was judging my outside appearance.
Right.
You know, but you don't know my heart.
Right.
And don't judge me because I'm wearing this pants. I like them.
That's
and if you don't like them, keep it to yourself. But it didn't bother me. I just said, hey, if you got nothing else to say, don't say nothing at all. And I said, but I still talked to him. I was still like, I will never disrespect somebody. You know, that's not my character. And then I was thinking, and then you wonder why some people don't have clothes,
yeah.
don't want to come to church.
Yeah. That's true.
Because it's the religious.
That's
the religious people that think they're better. They know. And their heart is dead.
Yeah.
They're nowhere near God because
yeah.
they're so quick to judge people that are struggling, how they dress, how they talk. They're not doing it right. They're not saying it right. Well, you know what? We all learning and growing.
That's
why
right.
I tell people, when they ask me, what do you do? I'm a student. I'm learning
yeah.
and growing every day.
Yeah.
And I make mistakes. And I'm, you know, and I'm, but I'm going to keep going. And Holy Spirit's going to keep teaching me. And I thank God. For you, Marlo, that, and I'm learning and growing.
And
to help others. It's not for me to say, look at me or look at us. It's for us so we can help
yeah.
others.
And encourage and empower.
Encourage and
yeah.
empower.
That's right.
And so they know who they are, sons and daughters of the Most High God, that if God's doing it for us, He'll do it for them. I don't care what your struggle is. There's nothing too big for God.
That's right. And if He is for us,
who
can be against us? I just want to know who.
What?
Okay.
Like, I was just like, Lord Jesus, I'm praying for, you know, I was just like, you know, it's just, wow.
I know. Y'all know we probably got 7 minutes left, but we're going to go to
yes.
6 and 12.
Yes.
And y'all know we're going to care because we're all over.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Ephesians 6 and 12, Lord, and open the door.
Yes.
Open.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Ephesians 6 and 12. And if you don't get nothing else today, get this.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
12.
Yes.
For our God's love letters,
which is fire.
Woo! Nombre. Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones.
Woo!
For our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers,
woo!
Against the rulers of darkness
Come on
of
now.
This world. And against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
So please know that. you know, and you know, a lot of times it be the people that the spirit be on, but you can't get mad at the people. Just like Laura, so you got to pray for them and keep it moving. Because you, if you don't, you're going to know that they really are sent to disrupt your anointing. And if you don't get that off of you quickly and realize that, oh, I'm not fighting against flesh and blood, but against powers. So you better gird up in your power. I'm telling you, it's not against flesh and blood. And it's against principalities, which is wickedness all in the airways. Against the rulers of the darkness, which is the imps that come for you. Yes, against the whole world and against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. So when you get, I'm telling you, that's what brings revelation. And we're going to talk about the depth of that as we conclude in this show today. But stay girded up real tight in your anointing, America, because the anointing is the overflow of Christ in our lives. Mm-hmm. Also, it is us wearing the presence of God. Mm-hmm. So what you got on today, Laura? The presence of God. What you got on today? Come on now. That's what we got on today. We're wearing the presence, but we just represent and represent in a whole new way.
Yes.
So we thank God for that because he is so amazing. And we want you guys to go and write these scriptures down. Make sure you write down Galatians 6. 1 through 10, we don't have a lot of time to read that, but we have to understand how powerful we really are. You have so much power and authority, I'm telling you, and dominion. Do you know that? If you don't know that, I'm going to need you to know it today because that's who you are, and you go back and take back what the enemy tried to steal from you. Go take it back because you got the power to do that. I'm telling you, we must rest in the anointing. Know that the enemy knows who you are. He know it. He's been up there. He was hanging out with God, the most amazing angel at some point in time. So he knows what's up. But if you ain't read this book, because in the end it said we win. Okay? Yes. Yes. And I'm telling you, it's so amazing that it's so many. Tell you these before we close out today. Listen, when you get in that place and you allow God's presence to be on you and in you, and when you know that it's because of who is in our lives, which is Christ Jesus, you know, we have the power to be healed.
Yes.
That's in Luke 10:33-34. Read it for yourself. We have the power to get revelation and revelation knowledge. That's in Exodus 25:6. We have, I'm telling you, now this is the big one, America, provision.
Mm-hmm.
God creates so much provision through our anointing.
Yeah.
All of this happens for us. That's in 1 Kings 17:14. Did you know that you can be debt free? Because God's going to show you how to have some debt free living. And that's in 2 Kings 4:1-7. Did you know that you can stay in deliverance? You can be set free? I'm telling you, with that anointing, and that's in Psalms 23:1-5, did you know that you can function in a spirit of faith? I'm telling you, that's in Isaiah 21:5, and these are the seven, but this is the one that's most amazing, that all the blessings will run you down and overtake you. They really will, and that's in Psalms 133. So if you didn't get all of that, go back and listen to the show. You can go back and write all this down. This is such a powerful teaching that God has given us, I'm telling you. And we just pray that it has been effective for you to understand that
Amen.
The enemy's assignment is to always send someone to disrupt your anointing.
Yes.
But it's up to you if you're going to lay down and play dead.
Yes. Amen.
Because the word of God is not only fire, but it's the living word.
Right. Yes.
And every time you read it, it's going to be something different because it's living.
Yes.
So I have learned from experience to get into this word, hear what God is saying, and the revelation becomes, I get elevated more and more the more we read it.
Yes, yes.
And you'd be like, oh, my God, I cannot believe that was in there 25 years ago.
And you read it so many times? Because I have pictures, and I'm like, I didn't get that last time, you know. That's why it's a mirror. And it's love letters and
fire,
which is fire.
Yeah.
So fall in love with Jesus and his word, and then everything else shall be fat.
Now that's Dalisa's scripture right there. 6:33
Everything.
Yeah. And that's what that run you down and overtaketh you. Okay? Do you want to be overtook today, America? If you do, get into the Word of God. And I don't know nobody that's breathing today that don't want to be overtaken.
Yeah. So whenever somebody tells you something that you know is not of God, it's deception, it's painful, it's a lie, then you say, no, but right here. You know?
Yeah.
And then you have to know His Word.
That's
so
it.
That way you don't receive the lie, and then you got to speak it over yourself.
That's it.
Until it manifests.
That's it. And we know that if we've had the 10 o'clock hour, there's a part of us that really don't care. But we want to respect your time. And Daryl says that it's time for a drive-by. Don't play, Daryl. You both have been over here already, because it's an abundant gift over here for you already, Daryl.
Yes.
Yeah, so now, we've been expecting you for about 30 days. Yes, even if it was just for you to come and get what God has for you.
Right.
Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
So we're going to represent him today. So next week, we pray that you can be the fifth caller, because, see, fifth is grace. That's why God gave us that number five, that
grace.
You will get a combo duo. Yes, that's what we're wearing, and these are bags we carry, whether we're carrying a Bible
That's going to be for the fifth caller next week.
Next week, fifth caller. This is a bag for your Bible, or if you're going to the airport, represent. You are. So listen, this week, me and my husband was at the conference. He came and he pillared his amazing, wonderful wife. And it was so awesome, because I didn't know that he had, because he had a shirt like this, so men in America, you could be the bling too. Hello. So I had the stone shirt, and he had this one, and he was wearing his shirt. Well, of course, you know, when you're teaching at a conference, you really don't want to wear a T-shirt, but I come to represent him. Okay, so I had just packed my bling shirt. I just packed it. I really wasn't planning on wearing it, maybe on the ride home or up, but I wasn't going to wear it during the conference. But that morning when I got up, the Holy Spirit said, wear that today, because he incorporated it in the message. You know, God always have a plan.
He got it all worked out.
He always have a plan. So I woke up that morning, I put my shirt on, and lo and behold, my husband had on his shirt. So what was so awesome was when the Word of God went forth and we represented, and the Lord brought the house down through the Holy Ghost. The people that were there was like, I want one of those for my husband, and I want that one for me. We had no clue that's how we was representing. So today we will be mailing out some shirts all the way to Atlanta, Georgia, Houston, Texas. Hello, America! It's all about your obedience.
Yes.
That's all God wants is your obedience.
Yes.
And he will do the rest.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Laura? He'll do the rest like he always do. So taste and see that the Lord is good. He really is.
And also, you know, I love blessing people, too.
She does,
y'all. So next Tuesday, if you come visit the show for the first time, you're going to get blessed with one of these things right here.
Check it out.
I will tell my sister,
y'all,
Vivica.
See that? It says Marlo and Laura.
And
Custer,
our sister, Vivica.
At the Glam.
She does glam wear. You see how pretty that is?
Yes.
If you come visit the show, I will have her make you one of these.
I think these cups value, $25, $30?
So that's going to be a gift.
Anthony got one, too.
Dalise
and Jack have one?
Yes.
Yes.
Anthony has one?
Yes. Do you love it, Brandy?
They love them.
Brandy said, I love them.
So you come visit the show on Tuesday, you get blessed with
I know you can't come, Brandy, but you better be the fifth caller. You better tell Summer to come for you, okay, to represent so you can get your cup that says Brandy, daughter of the Most High God. Yes.
Thank you, Vivica, for the month. Beautiful. We love you.
Yeah, she's so awesome. And this was my gift from Bronson Media.
Yes.
Sherry Bronson.
Yes, Sherry.
We love you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. That's
yes. And listen.
I got her.
Yes. And Daryl, you better show up. Okay? Before I take your gift that's for you. Because I'm learning that, but the Lord be rebuking me for that, though. But I've been saying, Lord, if they don't want your promises, I want them. I'll do it, Lord. But, you know, don't have my name on it. That's okay. But we have preserved it for you, so you better get here. Brandy, I am so honored by you watching our show today. The whole show, girl, you've been watching the show. and thank each and every one of our Answering the Shelf friends for tuning in, Ms. Brenda Jackson, and we thank God for you guys and for Laura's and Dalisa's. Everybody's live, Carmen. Yes, we thank you guys for just hanging in there with us and hearing what God has to say to you, because I'm telling you, God is taking us somewhere. And, Dad, you said, you I be looking out the window. Oh, yeah, he's driving up in the parking lot.
This is so much fun.
Y'all want us to stay live so y'all can see what's up with Durham. Just tell us. Can y'all tell us before we click off? Do y'all want to wait and see?
Yeah.
Tell us if y'all want to see the drum roll, because he rolled up in his Beamer, his BM to the W.
Yes.
Hello, America.
Yeah,
he does all of this. And listen, America, now I think these are our conference shirts, so, but a lot of stuff we don't tell him. He just listens to our teaching, and the Lord speaks to him, and he manifests.
Yes.
And not only him, but this is how our CDs. Do y'all know that Marlon Mosby Ministries got some CDs? Do y'all know that? I didn't even know. But God speaks to the people who really hear your heart.
Yes.
And these manifested. I'm telling you, America, this ain't no joke. Oh, my phone's trying to go dead. Hold on, let me bring some life back into it. Can we get some? There we go. Y'all pray for me. I don't know why it's okay.
There
we go. Okay. It's telling me it's warning me, but it's okay. Okay, here we go, guys. Okay, so you see that? This is the CD. This is like, hello, America. These
Word
CDs are $10. We tried to give it to y'all today. Now, see, America, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to check y'all now. Y'all is about these gifts, but y'all ain't about the real gift. This is the real one right here. I'm telling you. Well, you know, over here, man of God.
Yes.
But before you do that, come on, Mr. Jack, come on, get your gift, Mr. Jack. We're gonna do this first.
Right.
We gotta be in. So, Mr. Jack, mighty man of God, who is has Jack's Art Gallery here at the Mansion Park.
Yes.
Who is? Yes.
So
I don't know if y'all can see that, but he had something. Now, can you come on over here and show America? This is how it goes. Can you open that up before the world?
Yeah.
Can you, Daryl? Look at this mighty man of God. He comes like this every time.
Oh,
what you say, Daryl? What that say, Daryl? And what that say?
Daryl.
What?
Wow.
Can you turn that around for the world to see? That has him doing what he do. Mr. Jack drew this.
Yes.
So y'all better get over here to Jack, and it got his name in the sleeve job. Okay, can y'all
beautiful.
See bring down from the light a little bit? Y'all see that? That's his name. That's him, his name, and what he do. Now that is Dudamus. That's the Trinity. And this is so amazing that this can is that awesome? To God be the glory. Yeah. We just that's how much he appreciates you.
Beautiful.
That God puts you and us on the minds of people. And when you walk upright and you are blessed to be a blessing, give and it shall be given.
That's right.
With good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men, hashtag, and women give into what? Your bosom. Some interpretations say your lap.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. So what we got today there? What you want? What? You know, F-A-T. Not for Jesus. Which is faith, available, and teachable. What you say?
Because God
loves us with his fire.
Yes. Never
yes. Oh, wow. What you say? Okay, America, y'all have seen the conclusion. So not only that, we got all of
this.
This is so amazing to be able to represent the kingdom and how he uses everybody that we come together and we represent and represent the love of God. Yes. And I just thank you and
thank you, Anthony.
And Jack and Charles and Valise and Carmen and everybody for everything that you bring to this studio audience. And you, it was time for a drive-by, Daryl, which meant that God had us on your mind.
Yes.
And which meant, Anthony, that God had us on your mind.
Yes.
And Mr. Jack, God had you on his mind.
Nice.
I just love.
Love God.
So, yeah, we probably were supposed to be off the air about 20 minutes ago, but to illustrate the goodness and the love of God, there is no time on it. So I just ask that you guys continue to pray for us as we hear the voice of God and continue to be encouraged to stand before you today and be like this one says, fat for Jesus. Faith. Available and teachable.
Yes.
Come on, America. We're going to run around the church now.
Wow. I love
girl,
it.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
I got it. I live
and
in
Mr.
Control.
Jack, got you, bro. We got you. And where is that going in your house? In here. What you say, Mr. Jack? That is beautiful. So awesome. That is powerful.
Wow.
So on that note, I know Bright Brady said, amen. On that note, America, we are going to sign out. Continue to pray for us, share the video, and remember who you are, that each one of us will reach one. So go reach somebody today in a way that you've never done it before and watch God show up on your behalf. Amen? Like he always does. So to God be the glory, and we will see you guys Tuesday at 10 a.m. for the goodness of the Mornings at the Mansion Show. Yes. To God be the glory. We love you, everyone. We love everyone. Bye, everybody. Woo!